Hey everyone, Connor here. Welcome back to Science Unscripted.
Gabe here too. There is a lot of talk when it comes to COVID-19 right now about drugs, about vaccines. But before you can even think about a vaccine or a drug, even fantasize about this stuff, you need to know what you're actually doing.
So this field is called structural biology. I know that sounds clunky. It is so incredibly fascinating.
And a little bit complicated.
For me.
Science Unscripted.
Hi, my name is Andrea Thorn. I'm a structural biologist and group leader at the University of Würzburg. The coronavirus that you have been hearing so much about is made up of molecules, and these are exactly the structures in structural biology.
Okay, I'm going to try to summarize what you're doing here, and I'm a little scared because it's difficult.
Yeah, he's going to make a fool of himself, I can feel it.
Here we go. A coronavirus, it's a spiky ball. And you and your team are breaking down the individual components of that spiky ball. So the spikes or the shell, if you want to call it the shell. No, she's shaking
she's
her head.
Keep going. Hey, no, I want to hear this.
Sorry.
No. What I thought you were doing is kind of breaking down each of the components into their separate pieces to take a look at how they are built at the molecular level. But I guess I'm wrong.
You're quite right.
Yes.
Only the spiky ball isn't the interesting bit. The spiky ball that is shown everywhere is just the transport form of the virus. Yes, it's what you breathe in, but it's not really how the virus makes more virus. The virus makes more virus after it's bound to a host cell. And once it's bound to that host cell, it introduces its genome into the cell. And from that, most of its molecules get made. And they form a little factory inside the host cell, inside the lung, where more viruses are made. And this is what we need to stop.
And how are you helping to stop that?
We help to stop this by finding out what exactly these molecules in that factory look like, so that any one of them might be stopped. And so the virus can't replicate, not more viruses can be produced, and the infection in a human body is stopped.
Okay, let me try again. So you're looking at the RNA of the virus. Can you nod so that I feel good? Oh, Jesus.
Hold on. She's going into the factory, taking pictures.
Yeah, the thing is the RNA.
Wait, hold on. Let me try. Okay. She's going into the factory, taking pictures so that other people can make something that will stop production.
Yes. We are like a spy that goes into the factory inside the host cell and make pictures of the machinery so that we can find a drug that will stop one of these machines specifically, like by placing a little explosive device or throwing a wrench into the machinery. So the RNA is just like a blueprint for the factory, but we are looking at the factory. Not at the blueprint, because the blueprint doesn't tell us much.
But if the factory is the cell, don't we already know cells? I mean, these are common cells. We've had them forever. We've been researching them forever. The coronavirus, sure, it's going in there and using them for its own mischievous purpose.
But it's how it's using them. That's
yes, exactly. Ah. How is the coronavirus exploiting a human lung cell in order to make more copies of itself? The drugs that you have heard about and the drugs that are currently developing are all targeting one of these machines. Remdesivir targets RNA polymerase. Hatzidbi Besi is currently researching a drug that will stop the main protease. And that is how we plan to stop the virus. But we need to know what the molecules look like.
Wow, is all I can say there. I feel like I actually understand the coronavirus at the molecular level, even though at the beginning I obviously didn't. Gabe, you nailed it right from the start. I don't know how you did that.
I knew it the whole time, Connor. No. From that 30-minute chat we had with her at her house in Nuremberg, I think I now know the dynamic. I know what's going on.
It's incredible. She wanted to mention she has a team of about a dozen, maybe 14 people. They're in the UK, US, France, and Germany, all working hard to figure these things out so that new medicines can become
she
possible.
She wanted to give a big shout out to them.
Science Unscripted.